The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen, engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you to Buckmaster Midweek Edition. It's Wednesday, the 9th day of October, 2019. We are broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. And of course, you're listening to 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. Very proud of our own website, buckmastershow.com. You've got the worldwide live listening there and all of our podcasts. Podcasts available for you on your schedule 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number, if you'd like to join the conversation, 790-2040. Once a month, we visit with Tucson City Council member Steve Kasachek. He is a Democrat, and he represents Ward Number 6 in the city of Tucson. He's with us on the live line. Councilman, how are you today?
Doing very well. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing well. And as you know, we have the general election. Ballots are going to be going out, in a couple of days or so. The focus, the big story, is this Proposition 205, the Sanctuary City proposal. And over the last several months, you have written guest opinions. You've spoken at length at events all over town, stating your position, which is really basically against the proposition. Bottom line, Steve Kasachek, why is this a bad thing to vote yes on?
Well, first of all, I have been reluctant to become that voice of no on this, because we're in such a divided, divisive situation that we have right now politically, there are too many opportunities for people to label me as anti-immigrant or anti-migrant or refugee. I have worked tirelessly at the Benedictine and for the last 5+ years, helping to transition nearly 20,000 people through this community who are seeking a better life, primarily from Central America. So the notion that if my opposition to 205 equates to some sort of an anti-immigrant position is just demonstrably false. The proposition may be well intentioned, but it's simply bad policy, and that really needs to be the discussion. It's not, does somebody like or dislike Donald Trump's policies? It doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you want a border wall or anything like that. Is this good policy for the city of Tucson? My primary objection with it is the section where it says that unless a federal agency signs a memorandum of understanding with the city of Tucson to limit their enforcement and arrest authority within the city, then we can't have joint operations with them. That would fundamentally make us a less safe community. I can give you a few different examples. We worked for years, was it 3-4 years, with the FBI, maybe longer than that, on the Isabel Celis case. The FBI was integral in our helping to solve that murder case for that little girl. That's one example. Unless the FBI were to sign an MOU with us saying that they're going to limit their arrest authority, we wouldn't have been able to conduct those joint operations. The FBI is not going to sign that MOU. They just simply aren't. We work all the time with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms on ballistics analyses. And ballistics analyses help us to tie a weapon to a bullet, to a shooter, to a victim. We do that all the time with the BATF. They're not going to come in here and sign an MOU with the city saying that they're going to limit their arrest authority within the city limits. They simply won't do that. So exempting ourselves from the ability to carry on those ballistics analyses does not make us a safer city. It has nothing to do with immigration. But these agencies are captured within the language of 205. We work with the U.S. Marshals. We just busted in a joint operation with us, a serial rapist over in Kentucky that began here in Tucson. We used the U.S. Marshals to bust a guy who was involved in a double homicide DUI at Speedway in Wilmot. He was arrested over in San Diego by the U.S. Marshals. Again, Marshals aren't going to come in here and sign an MOU with us to say that they'll self-limit their authority. So those are just a few examples. The DEA, we worked with on a very extensive spice bust a couple of years ago here in the city. DEA is not going to come in and sign that agreement with us. So that's one of, and probably the most fundamental objection.
You are being painted by many that are very much in favor of the sanctuary city measure as being somehow anti-immigrant. I just got a Facebook message from one of their big supporters that says Kaz was the only council member to vote no on the DREAM Act.
No on the DREAM Act. That's not even true.
Okay.
So I don't even know what they're talking about there. I have voted in favor of our opposition to the border wall. Our opposition. In fact, I brought it to the council that we voted to support the Nogales City Council in opposing the razor wire going up in Nogales. Have opposed 1070. Every single vote we've taken. And that's an example of what I'm saying, Bill, is that people can put that stuff out on social media completely without impunity and also without regard to the facts. Whoever that is, I suspect I did not see them over at the monastery for the last 7 or 8 months helping with the 12,000 people we transitioned through there. So, that's part of the challenge of taking a position on a policy basis, not an immigration basis. City of Tucson, the Tucson Police Department has turned two people over to ICE in calendar year 2019. That's two people. The Prop 205 also puts certain crimes above the ability for the city to ask status questions. If the proposition was being totally transparent, they would have listed those crimes. Instead, they simply listed the Arizona Revised Statute numbers. Nobody knows what ARS 23-whatever is. But if you look it up, you'll find out that the crimes that they are putting above status are crimes such as child molestation, domestic abuse, aggravated domestic violence, sexual abuse by healthcare professionals. Those are not the kinds of people that we want to limit the Tucson Police Department's ability to do full investigations into their status. And yet, that's something that 205 would prohibit us from doing because it would it's specifically called out in the proposition. There's another piece of the proposition that's simply illegal on its face, and that is giving a civilian, anybody, the right to bring a cause of action against the city with penalties. You cannot identify court jurisdictions through a citizen initiative. That's done by state law, and it's done by the state constitution. Prop 205 specifically gives citizens the right to bring causes of action against the city. That's just illegal. And so when we get sued by the state, and we will if this thing passes, they'll point to that and say that's illegal and shoot it down. And we will lose that case 10 times out of 10.
All right. I do want to move on, and we will after the break, but what is your sense about, you talk to a lot of people, how do you think this is going to go down?
I think that the voters are going to do their homework. A few weeks ago, a month ago, I was concerned that we had people who are primarily headline readers, and they'll read the title, Tucson Families Free and Together, and of course, who wouldn't vote for that? That's mom and apple pie, but I think that there's enough information out there now that simply speaks to this on a policy basis, and I think people will do their homework, and I think that the thing will not pass.
All right. We'll speak about, with Richard Elias, the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. He'll be my guest tomorrow, and he'll be speaking in favor of the Sanctuary City movement and the initiative. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico is a great getaway, especially this time of year. We've had some very warm days, and I think yesterday we put up the Silver City temperature, and it was like 70 degrees, and it was like almost 92 here in Tucson. So it is cooler over in Silver City. It's worth your three-hour drive, certainly, to check out a great portion of the Southwest, and specifically the Land of Enchantment, the Southwest corner. Visit Southwest New Mexico. newmexico.org, the complete listing of great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. The Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, trusted news talk in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To sign up for RTA updates, visit rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an Ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and everybody is talking, at least here at 1030 The Voice in Southern Arizona for trusted news talk. And it is the Buckmaster Show. We're in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios, Ward 6 Democrat. Steve Kasachek, council member, is on the live line. What's going on, Councilman, with the future of the Ronstadt Center? Could you give us an update on that?
Yeah, this is a good news item. We'll be voting tomorrow on sending to the Federal Transportation Administration, the FTA, a draft of a development agreement that we have with Peach Properties and their partners, Swayman Associates, to redevelop the RTC. And the FTA has to weigh in, has to support the part of the development agreement that has to do with transit. It's a transit facility. And because of that, the FTA will have to look at the development agreement, look at the conceptual plans, and check the box that says we are not only going to preserve the transit function there, but we're going to enhance it. And that's, in fact, what's going to happen. In addition to that, though, the developer will own the 6th Avenue frontage and a piece of property that is north of Toole, kind of surrounding the current RTC, Ronstadt Transit Center. And on those parcels, they're planning commercial, they're planning a hotel, they're planning some office space, perhaps some structured parking, some public open space that we can activate as well. So this has been a long time in the works. It has gone through a really significant public outreach, public process. The FTA is going to get our draft recommendation. They will then act on that. I'm expecting them to say, yes, it's appropriate what we're planning on doing, because really all they care about is the transit function and you know, not the hotel and commercial stuff. Then it'll come back to us, and then we'll frame the development agreement for the commercial pieces. We have, as you know, a significant amount of very successful private sector development in the downtown core in the last 8 or 10 years. The one piece that is right in the heart of downtown that is going to be the frosting on the cake is once we get this transit center upgraded with waiting rooms and restrooms and places for people to sit in air-conditioned space waiting for the bus, but with the extra hotel rooms and the other things that I mentioned, it's really going to cap off the downtown redevelopment in a way that nobody would have envisioned 10 years ago.
The whole thing, that's been kind of the missing link, hasn't it, on the whole, certainly on the east side of the development. And when I say I'm talking about the, you know, originally when we talked about Rio Nuevo, a lot of emphasis was put on the west. Now, of course, the core is the issue, but this has been a missing link.
No, it really has, and it's still a missing link, and this is a box that we're going to check with the FTA, with the developer, with the public, all the people who have been involved in coming up with this proposal. And it'll be, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars with the private sector investment. That's private sector investment. You know, remember 10 years ago, the city was heading off in the direction of backstopping bonds, publicly backstopping a $200 million hotel. Cities all over the country were doing that at the time, and we said no. The one in Phoenix right now, the Phoenix City Council, was trying to offload theirs, and they were losing millions of dollars a year on it. We said at the time, instead of trying to swing for the fence, let's hit some singles and doubles. We now have 4 or 5 hotels that are either operating like the AC, or they're coming up out of the ground, like the Moxie next to the TCC and a couple of others. We have this one now next to the RTC. All of them combined are going to have a variety of price points. They will support the $65 million investment that the Rio Nuevo District is putting into the TCC. It's no longer simply students and bars. It's a really mixed demographic downtown with a variety of commercial. And so all this is going to really benefit the entire region. If you look internationally, there's not a successful major metropolitan area that doesn't begin with a successful downtown core, and the development, the successful development flows out from there. And that's what this last piece will be. And it's really going to catalyze some really positive things region-wide.
Well, there will be there'll be new faces on the council, that's for sure. We know that. And depending on how this Prop 205 goes, I'm just curious what you think this newly kind of reconstituted council, what is going to be the big issue facing you and your colleagues?
Well, first of all, I think that the new council, I'm hopeful, the new council and the mayor, whether that's Rahina or Ed Ackerley, either one, need to take a step back and look and see the positive momentum, the direction that we're headed right now. We can document that based on Prop 407, the ZooTech, Prop 101. The voters really sending a vote of confidence to this governing body, saying you're not where you were 10 years ago. You're not mishandling Rio Nuevo money. You're investing properly. You've got balanced budgets. And so I think that everyone needs to kind of say, look, things are going pretty well right now, and let's not take a hard pivot in any particular direction, but really build on the successes that we've seen. The two major challenges that I see, number one, is continues to be our budget, and how do we manage that budget in a way that continues to generate confidence from the public. We will, in another 4 years, have to go back out and do Prop 101 again for road road reconstruction. At the time we put that in front of the voters a couple of years ago, whenever it was, I did not support a sunset on the road repair portion of that, but there is a five-year sunset, so we're going to have to look at that again. That means that we have to manage our budget well between now and then. But the other one that is going to gain more traction in terms of public scrutiny is the whole notion of water security. And there's an emerging contaminant issue, PFCs out by Davis-Monthan, out by the Air National Guard base. This is not just Tucson. It's all over the country. At my urging, we joined litigation against the product manufacturers, 3M and some others. I believe we need to take a serious look at joining the DOD and the Air National Guard in that litigation, because we're seeing significant levels of contamination out by those bases. That's going to be an issue that is going to really percolate up to the top here in the very near future, because our litigation against 3M is starting this month. And that's something that this council is going to have to really keep their eye on, because it's not only a local significant issue, but it's literally hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damages nationwide.
But the water supply is safe right now.
We are not serving contaminated water to our customers. I'm glad you asked that, because I should have said it. We are serving CAP water. The way we are mitigating this is by shutting down some wells. That cannot be a long-term solution. And so the defendants in our cases have got to step up to the plate and fund the money to build, to preserve our capacity, to contain the plumes, and to put treatment facilities in place so that we continue to say we're not serving contaminated water for years and years in advance, in the future.
Is the Tucson Convention Center a good news turnaround story?
It's great. You know, we've got management partners with SMG down there. They're doing a great job. We've got Rio Nuevo, who's making some significant investments in the TCC. I just mentioned about $65 million more that they approved. There is a hotel going on the east side of it now that's scaled to the TCC. We finally have a development agreement with HSL Properties to bring Hotel Arizona back from the dead, and that's coming as well. So that whole area in the downtown core around the TCC, with our partnership with Rio Nuevo, who their board is doing an excellent job now in terms of reinvesting their money, the TIF money, into that area. So yeah, we've got two anchor tenants with the Roadrunner and the Sugar Skulls. The SMG is attracting more and more events and occupants in that space year over year. Visit Tucson is extremely happy with the activity they see down there. So yeah, it's more than just a good news story. It's really the linchpin of being able to point to downtown redevelopment and say that this facility is being upgraded, and we're bringing in acts and tenants that were not there 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and they're coming in our direction.
All right, we've got about a minute, because we do take now a hard break at 31 past the hour for CBS 1 Minute Network News. But one thing that we should point out, 2020, also a big issue has to be getting the confidence of the citizens in our police as far as response times and more cops on the street.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons that we have academies in place right now. We have about 875 officers either on the street or in the pipeline, and our policy right now is that we are going to keep those academies coming until those numbers reach the levels that the TPD is comfortable with. So yeah, that's completely true. We gave raises, we gave the compression raises,
okay.
And so we are seeing officers return to this force.
All right, Steve Kasachek. We'll look forward to your visit. Hopefully, we will have you on the Wednesday after the city election there, coming up very soon, to get your thoughts. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, Bill. I always appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks a lot. Steve Kasachek with us, CBS Network News. Then we're going to take a deep, deep dive into the Green Party of Tucson right after this. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
CBS News Update. Calling President Trump a liar, shameless, and the first in history to invite foreign governments to meddle in American elections, former Vice President Joe Biden for the first time said the president should be impeached.
To answer whether he has committed acts of sufficient to warrant impeachment is obvious.
It wasn't long before Mr. Trump responded, CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president must have been watching, because as the former vice president was speaking, Mr. Trump went online to call Biden pathetic and sleepy, and he again accused Biden and his son of ripping off at least two countries, quote, to the detriment of the American taxpayer.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe on the Biden campaign strategy.
They're concerned, but the attitude that they've taken in recent weeks is to sort of deflect questions about those accusations and attacks the president has raised either about the former vice president or his son, and try to keep the focus on the president himself.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We're in the Green Thing Zocalo Village studio, and I do want to talk for a moment about our fine sponsor, Green Things. Are you into gardening? Well, I sure am. And if you want some great plants, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, that's my go-to location for everything green. The 13-acre site is home now to Zocalo. For years, Zocalo was over there at Country Club and Broadway. They had all that great merchandise from, well, much of it's hand-carved, beautiful things from Mexico. and Latin America and Europe. Well, now Zocalo is part of the Green Things family, so they have a whole Zocalo village at Green Things. So check it out, ZocaloVillage.com or GreenThingsAZ.com. Well, coming up in our Tucson City election, the Green Party of Pima County will certainly have a presence. We have the three candidates that are in the race. Mike Cease is here. Mike has run for office. This is his third time, his first time running for mayor, right, Mike?
That's correct.
Two times running as a ward, as a council person. But Mike Cease is in as the Green Party candidate for mayor. We have Kara Bissell. Kara is the Ward 4 council member. Kara, how are you?
I'm doing very great. Thank you very much for having us on the show, Mr. Buckmeister.
You're welcome. And you've been with the Greens 4 years already, huh?
I have.
And well, it didn't take 4 years in the party and you're already a candidate. How's that? William Peterson is with us. Pete, how are you?
Fine, very much. Thank you so much.
Pete, you are the Ward 2 council member, hoping to win that seat. Let's begin with Mike Cease. Mike, what's the philosophy of the Green Party here in Pima County?
We have what's known as the 10 key values, but our core values are social justice and environmental wisdom, and those are the pillars, if you will, of the Green Party.
Is the Green Party an offshoot of an international Green Party or what?
Well, I wouldn't say it's an offshoot. We are part of a international movement. Mm-hmm. The Green Party is the only political party that is, I'm pleased that you mentioned that for your listeners. We are the only political party that's part of an international worldwide movement. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Green Parties international that are that are ahead of us here in this country, but we're striving to catch up with some other parts of the world as far as the Greens and the political clout that they have.
Well, I've covered a lot of elections. I've been in town now 31 years here in Tucson, and the Green Party has had a presence, I believe, Mike Cease, since 1990. I came to town in 1988, and so the Greens have been on the ballot, but it seems like progress has been slow, and some might say, Mike Cease, it's like kind of hitting your head against the wall. Are you making any progress, Mike?
We are. It's not as much progress as we would like to see, but we feel like we are indeed a small party, mm-hmm. but we feel like when we get our message out to the population, to the voters, that our issues resonate with the voters.
And we'll be hearing from you and Kara and William Peterson about those core issues, but I do want to switch over to Kara Bissell, Ward 4 council candidate. Kara, why did you decide, you joined the Greens 4 years ago, why did you decide it was time to actually run for office?
There has been changes going on in our country. We have not, I have not been able to feel active until 4 years ago when I became active in the Green Party because the Democrat Party and the Republican Party have failed me. I think they failed all of us. And because of that failure, everyone wants to have a grassroots effort to have what everyone wants, which is the freedom and the happiness that a lot of us have and many of us don't have. And we want everyone to be at the same ability to have the basic water, food, shelter.
Did you feel helpless with the other parties or
I
the
did.
Other political system?
I did. I've talked
you, you just many. Felt like it, you weren't going anywhere with them.
Well, I've written and talked with Gabby Giffords and other people.
Elected officials, yes.
Yeah. And they seem to give what we want to hear, but just nothing has happened.
Let's bring William Peterson is who goes by Pete, by the way. What about you, Pete? What was the thing that really got you involved with politics? Why did you want to get involved with this?
Well, because the Green Party's always been the underdogs, but we have a really good chance this time to get in on a city council. But the Republicans and Democrats in town have always been dominant. They're always been endorsed, and the Green Party needs to make a name for itself and now we have a chance to do that.
What's your background, Pete? Why? How long have you been in Tucson, and have you been politically active or what? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I was in Korea in 1997, and didn't make promotion, so I wound up at DM by accident, and that's where they sent me after I had to retire, pretty much.
So you were a military man?
20 years,
okay.
Yes.
So your last duty station was DM?
Last duty station was DM, correct.
And you fell in love with the area?
Yeah.
Pretty much a common story, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. And these were the aerospace jobs where I interviewed with Raytheon. I interviewed with DM at the Boneyard.
Yeah.
And that's where I wound up getting my civil service permit job.
What's your big issue?
My big issue is...
What's your number one issue?
Prop 205.
Okay. Famous
Freedom Together.
You're all in on it.
Yeah. You know, based on the number that I've seen of racial profiling with the TPD and the Sheriff's Department. Prop 205 needs to be enacted. Tucson needs to be a sanctuary for our immigrants. They deserve respect. They deserve safety. They don't need harassment by ICE in schools, hospitals, bus stations, libraries. So we need to push for 205. We've been canvassing for 205.
How about that, Mike Cease? Are you all in on 205?
Absolutely.
What about these threats that we're going to lose a ton of money, a fourth of our city money, if this passes? Are you worried about that?
The concern is that there's a lot of misrepresentation out there, wherein the opponents of Prop 205, which are well-funded, they're putting out a lot of disinformation, misinformation, factually inaccurate things in their propaganda and their commercials. And that's very concerning. It's very damaging to the community. Just to summarize, and there's so many, we don't have time.
Give me the bottom line.
Yeah, it doesn't permit to go through all of them.
No.
But they're saying that it will threaten federal funding. It'll threaten state funding. It'll threaten crime fighting in the city. All three of those are just flat out wrong. In fact, the third one is exactly the opposite. It will make our community safer. And so the first two, it's been found that withholding federal funds has been found to be unconstitutional. The state withholding threats, this initiative was written specifically to the SB 1070, the racist legislation that was enacted in the state in 2010. Now, there was a lot of stuff that's gone down since then with that, but it was written around that, where SB 1070 is unclear, etc. So it was written specifically to stand up to any legal challenges from
the
state.
So you're not fearful?
Not at all. This is propaganda, and I did want to segue for your listeners, because you were asking about about our backgrounds,
yeah,
and why we got into the
Green
Party.
Why did you get into it?
One of the things that I wanted to connect the dots on is that in there, I've been listening to the commercials and the disinformation that's out there, and they say one of the things they say is, quote, I'm quoting them, both parties agree that 205 will be bad for Tucson. Well, just look at the framing of that. Both parties, they are correct in that the leaders of the two corporate parties are in fact opposed. However,
you're saying, what about the Greens?
Exactly. They're pretending like we don't exist.
All right. We're going to take... Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Yeah,
thank
we're going to take a break right here. It's the Buckmaster Show. We're in the Green Things. Hey, that's appropriate for you guys, right? In the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. It's 10:30. The Voice, trusted news talk in Southern Arizona. We'll be back with more with the Green Party folks of Pima County right after this.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com. or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
Welcome back. It's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. We're talking with the Green Party of Pima County candidates in the upcoming city election. The ballots will be going out just in a couple of days. Mike Cease is here. Mike is the mayoral candidate, Kara Bissell, Ward 4 council candidate, and William Pete Peterson is Ward 2 council candidate. We heard from Pete about his background as a veteran. What about Kara? Kara Bissell, what's your background? Are you a military veteran as well?
I am a veteran, 7 years, 6 years with a Vietnam era background, trained as a medic. Since then, with the GI Bill, was able to get a master's degree and teach for 21 years at Long Island City High School in New York City. I've come out to Arizona, fell in love with it. My parents retired here, and I came here.
Is there a peace component, Mike Cease, to the Green Party?
Absolutely.
What's that component?
We are the party of peace. We also believe in nonviolence, and we are opposed to the U.S. policies of perpetual war.
And 18-year anniversary, Mike Cease, as you well know, and Kara and Pete, all of you know that it was 18 years ago this week that the American involvement began in Afghanistan, and I believe that's the longest war that the United States has been involved with, Mike. Mike, we have not heard your background. I understand you grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're an Oklahoman. You came out to Tucson when?
I came out here in 1976 as then a young graduate student, and I got a master's degree in engineering. Subsequent to that, I worked at what was then the Solar Energy Research Institute in Colorado. That's gone through a lot of changes over the years. It's now called the NREL, National Renewable Energy Laboratory. I was caught up in the 1980s in the what were known as the Reagan layoffs and moved back here to Tucson.
You lost your job in that at that period?
They laid off several hundred people during that era.
That's a horrible feeling.
Yeah,
horrible.
It was a transition at the time.
But it all turned out very well.
It turned out, and I missed the weather in Arizona, so I came back here and did a number of different things after that. Worked at had a small consulting business. Worked as a part-time instructor at Pima College for many years. So.
Okay, let's bring Pete back in. William Peterson, Ward 2 council candidate. Pete, what's this we keep hearing about a Green Deal? What is that?
The Green New Deal.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, the Green New Deal is composed with the Green Party of combating climate change and also endorsing the policies of nonviolent action. And also, but the main main majority is the fact is, yeah, we need to fight climate change, and the Green Party's got the Green New Deal. We're on board with everything that the senators and congressmen are doing to combat climate change, because we only have one Earth, and we need to save it right now. There's been some disasters already that people don't know about, but we need to fix our planet. We do.
You think some of it's not even being told?
Well, and the fact is, you go up to the, for example, up in Greenland or the North Arctic North, and some of the glaciers are started broken away. They've lost all this ice flow and everything because of the temperature changes and everything. But we need to fix that right now.
Mike Cease, what do you think?
Yes, I would like to. There's been a lot said at the national level about the Green New Deal of late within the last year. I would like to share about our platform, which is the localized Green New Deal.
Yeah, many people feel that Tucson, Arizona, we're on the front lines of climate change.
Absolutely. We're not only facing a climate crisis, a lot of people don't know, we're facing an economic crisis. There are studies that show that we're one of the top 10 most economically distressed cities in the entire nation. So our plan is a massive program. It's a system change to fight climate change. We're not here for minor incremental little changes. We're going to do a massive program where we're going to retrofit hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses with one, energy conservation, two, solar energy, and three, water harvesting. And people often say, well, this is an ambitious program, Mr. Cease. How are you going to pay for this? And there's a lot of different mechanisms, but the primary one is a revenue neutral. We're going to start a public municipal bank. This has been done in many other communities. And we will loan homeowners, businesses, based upon their future energy savings. And so this will, over the long term, will be a revenue neutral program. That's not the only mechanism, but that's one of the primary ones.
So you don't have to look at the international level. You need to look at right here in Tucson, what's going on, huh?
Exactly.
What do you think, Kara?
I think the social justice and the economic with peace, and that the people need to be on board with us and will be, and we need to have forums with everyone, being the grassroots, to decide how we can get rid of the CO2 gas guzzling cars producing the CO2. And that can be done in a number of ways with electric cars. Technology is
being developed.
You're
not asking for people to give up their automobiles.
Oh, I've got a road trek. I don't want to give it up at all.
You don't want to give up your vehicle.
No.
But that leads me to something else, Mike Cease. There are misconceptions, aren't there, about your party. Why don't you clear up a few of those?
Well, sure. I think one of the misconceptions, there's a number of them out there. One of the misconceptions is that we're just old hippie tree huggers, that sort of thing. And indeed, we do. One of our key issues is environmental wisdom, and we champion environmentalism. But we are more primarily the social justice, the party of social justice. And one example of that is part of our Green New Deal, which is a massive local program, is we're going to enact a $15 an hour minimum wage citywide. People ask about that and say, oh, how can you do that? And we say, how can we afford not to?
So you think that is coming?
It is coming under my administration and with Kara's help and Pete's help here on the council. People ask about that, and they there's been naysayers out there about that. It's been shown that that's one of the most important things that any community can do to improve the health and economic well-being of the community as a whole. So it's been done in Flagstaff, dozens of other cities. It hasn't been done here yet, and the reason is it's lacked the political will, and that's going to change.
Pete, do you think that's coming on. William Peterson, Pete, do you think that would kill jobs, though, $15 an hour?
No, that would entice us to hire more individuals at a fair wage.
You think it would actually help the economy?
Absolutely, yes, yes. You know, encourage workers to come out and work in the restaurant industries and everything else in Tucson, yes.
All right, we're quickly running out of time. Only a quick couple of minutes. Kara, a few quick seconds from you. Why should people vote for you?
Because I'm personable.
Give your name, Kara Bissell.
I'm Kara Bissell. I have a desire to help everyone, to be part of the group, heart of the society. I feel that I'm separate from the Democrat and Republican parties, and that the people are also at this time, and I can be the best person for the job.
Mike Cease, you would like to ask people for their votes?
I would, and I'd like to share with your listeners that I'm the only mayor mayoral candidate that supports Sanctuary City of Tucson Families Free and Together, and that my campaign, I'm here to fight climate change with system change, massive system change.
That's Mike Cease.
And I'd like to ask humbly for your vote.
That's Mike Cease, mayoral candidate, Green Party. Now, Pete, William Peterson, Ward 2 council member candidate. Pete, what about your final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, in Ward 2, I represent change. I'm the underdog in this race. I realize that. But I'm going door-to-door. I'm going old school, knocking on doors, letting the constituents of my ward know who I am. And that's going to give me some votes. Personal, just wearing the shoe leather out. You know, going to as many constituents as I can in the time I have left for the election.
Have people been friendly and open?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Right. Yes.
William Peterson, thank you, sir, for
thank
coming
you,
in. Mike Cease, thanks so much. Kara Bissell, thank you very much. I'm glad we could inform our listeners about the Green Party of Pima County. Good luck to all of you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That will do it for the Buckmaster Show. We're quickly coming up on CBS Network News. On behalf of my guests here, the Green Party candidates, and of course, Ray Allen on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing the show. That is going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Midweek edition in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Coming up tomorrow, Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias, and he'll articulate why he's in favor of the Sanctuary City initiative. That's Buckmaster tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.